former Ontario Power NRC leaders join NIPA nuclear effort, written by John Cropley, and read by an automated voice. New York is adding new leadership to its Advanced Nuclear Energy Initiative, Todd Josifovsky, director of the $13 billion overhaul of an Ontario nuclear power facility, and Christopher Hansen, who chaired the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission during the Biden administration. The New York Power Authority announced the appointments December 1. Josifovsky will become NIPA Senior Vice President of Nuclear Energy Development January 1. Hansen will serve as a senior consultant on financing and the federal permitting process. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, or D, in June directed NIPA to develop at least 1 gigawatts of new advanced nuclear generating capacity. Popular acceptance of nuclear energy has increased in recent years, and President Donald Trump has ordered the federal regulatory process to be accelerated and streamlined, but the process of building a new commercial reactor remains potentially slow, expensive, and complex. Josifovsky and Hansen are expected to help New York with this. Josifovsky has worked in clean energy and nuclear power development for more than 20 years, including at Ontario Power Generation, where he was a senior manager and then director of the refurbishment of the 4-unit Darlington Nuclear Power Station. That project is nearing completion at an expected cost of $13 billion Canadian dollars. Josifovsky currently is vice president of development at Peak Power. Hansen joined the NRC as a commissioner in 2020 during Trump's first term and served as chair from January 20, 2021, to January 20, 2025. He continued as a commissioner until Trump fired him June 13. His NRC bio notes that he previously accrued 3 decades of public and private sector experience in the nuclear fuel sector. NIPA President Justin Driscoll said Josifovsky and Hansen would play important roles in moving the state's nuclear initiative forward. Todd has managed the development and execution of more than 7 gigawatts of clean energy and nuclear projects, and his approach integrates technical rigor with pragmatic risk management, stakeholder engagement, and a strong commitment to operational excellence, Driscoll said. Additionally, Chris' extensive experience on the federal level will prove invaluable to NIPA as we navigate this next chapter and form lasting partnerships that will deliver firm, emission-free generation for New York State. New York has a challenging path ahead as it tries to expand and upgrade its grid. Its renewable energy build-out was behind schedule even before Trump began his second term, and his policies are expected to further impede progress. As a result, the aging fossil fleet that policymakers want to phase out remains indispensable. 25% of total statewide generating capacity is fossil-fired plants that are more than 50 years old. New York's 4 commercial reactors, on the opposite shore of Lake Ontario from Darlington, are a combined 198 years old and draw $500 million a year in ratepayer-funded subsidies to continue operation. The state expects to rely on their output into the middle of the century. Meanwhile, state policymakers expect to need more electricity as New York decarbonizes transportation and buildings.
The confluence of factors is such that New York ISO opened its 2025 to 2034 comprehensive reliability plan with this warning: New York's electric system faces an era of profound reliability challenges as resource retirements accelerate, economic development drives demand growth, and project delays undermine confidence in future supply. The existing nuclear fleet provided 21% of the power produced in state in 2024, New York ISO said in the report issued November 21. A scenario in which the 4 reactors are retired would create shortfalls in summer and larger shortfalls in winter.
The challenge facing NIPA, and now Josifovsky and Hansen, is to move the advanced nuclear initiative forward not just quickly but safely, affordably, and with a politically acceptable siting mechanism. NIPA has issued requests for information from potential developers and potential host communities on how best to do this. Their responses are due December 11.